Yay! Show 300. We're Sparta. We're gonna beat the big giant corporate world. Sparta. Anyway, kids, plastic knife, practice sword, whatever. Good morning. It is Saturday. It's Sunday. It's 8:41. It's not 5 a.m. That's for sure. Spent the last hour and a half watching Windows updates, takedown, restart, reboot, install all day morning. So, of course, I took a break, went over, came back, and see if it was still going. And there was another piece of software I need to be updated. But Windows software updates suck. And then I will say Adobe updates suck. Because I don't know, for Adobe doing it, it's got the slowest darn download and update process of any of the softwares. And then of course, everything's in the Creative Cloud, and their cloud is the slowest cloud on the planet. I'm not very happy with Adobe, but it's the only thing, that's what they got. And other people may say, oh, you could use this software. It'd be fine. Anyway, I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, Agile Coach. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and this is our 300th episode. Yay! Hey, we survived 300 episodes. I don't know about you, but I didn't think I'd be doing 300 episodes. And here's my trophy. I got the trophy, number one, best dad ever, right, for doing 300 episodes. And what we talk about Agile Scrum and how you could use it to help bring stuff to your customers and things like that. And yesterday was a busy day. Went out. I think the sun got to us because we escaped. Went out to a park. Did social distancing again. Visit the relatives a little bit. And did Nerf gun battles because we figured you could stay separated enough with the Nerf guns and you're not anywhere there and just shoot everybody with Nerf guns and have some fun. And the kids got to run in a field and they really need to go out in the parks. They're so weak right now. And catch some tadpoles. So I'm going to put some TikTok videos of us with the tadpoles. Of course, the cats are like, what the heck is this thing? And I got videos of that, too. Caught the one cat at 3 a.m. in the morning hovering over top the fishbowl with the tadpoles in it. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's just like, nothing. Just playing. Anyway, so hey. It's Sunday. It's a weekend. I hope you get to spend some time. I know I heard in New Zealand, I got some connections there that they should be working today. Later today, they'll be starting to work, going to the office again, how that new world's going to be. I just can imagine it here is going to be interesting and what everyone does. So best of luck to the people in New Zealand. They're going back to work, and I wish them the best. And chance to interact, maybe. I hope. We'll see how it goes. I think come fall it'll be different. We'll hope. Knock on wood. Anyway, so why? I got two things I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about why I brought up Sparta 300 besides the fact we did our 300th episode, but I want to talk about that. And then I got schooled by my scrum master. It was fun. I had a coach. That's why I got coachy in the title. My coachee was kind of schooling me and stuff, and it was a great debate. So I kind of want to share that a little bit with you all on how that interaction between Agile Coach and Scrum Master works. So why Sparta 300? Well, if you watched the movie or heard history, whatever way you go, you know, there's a small team defeated the giant army. And I think in the Agile world and the Scrum world, and we talked about this before, you know, a small team can accomplish a lot. Think about the ravine that they went in the video. That's really like your time box. I can operate here. I can manage it. I can be successful in the smaller time box first. That little army, a 300, with no way on an open battlefield, never-ending possibilities, be successful. However, because they narrowed it, limited the amount of actions they had to take, limited the scope of the work, they were able to defend themselves against a larger army. So think about that when you're doing your work, you know, Sparta. What the heck does Sparta, what's the 300 have to do with Scrum and Agile, Greg? Think about what they accomplish, an Agile group of people in a controlled, small amount of environment. They had to predict whether or not they were going to be a year from now. They just had to predict that moment in time and control that destiny in that one moment. It's doable, and it's a great example of how, I mean, small agile team can defeat these larger behemoths of organizations. And personally, I think a lot of these companies will hire all these people, only cover the fact that they're not organized, they're not efficient, they're not lean, and they're so used to working on a 20% productivity rate, so they hire five times more people to get to 100%, though they never, you know, and even then they don't make it worse because the fact that they have so many people tripping over each other. Anyway, it's my thought about the Sparta 300. So, and I wore my Philadelphia Railroad Steam Works Museum t-shirt. Hopefully one day we'll have merch, as my son says. Got to have merch, Dad. Got to put merch up. We do have some merch. If anybody wants a t-shirt, let me know. All the money from the t-shirt sales go to the museum. I will promote more of that later, but that's another thing. Because, you know, it's like 300. We got to get going. Got some air energy. We got to get these stuff going. So the world is changing a little bit. Been slow, but I think it's going to pop soon. And things will go quasi back to normal. May take a little while because there's some people that don't want to go. Anyway, so Sparta 300. Think small teams accomplish a lot rather than large organizations, and setting up to be successful. That's another point too. They set themselves up to be successful in the battle versus taking on that large team one-on-one, and they got that done. So that's the Sparta 300. The other thing is getting schooled by my Scrum Master. So I have a coaching session. And one of the things we worked out with my Scrum Master, it was new teams and everything, and we haven't got to know each other. And there's other things we'll talk about time-wise. And she would tell me it took her like 6 months to trust them. I'm like, oh, my God, this place. Anyway, anytime you got to take 6 months to get to someplace, there's a lot more deeper, darker problems in the organization, to be honest with you. And those are tough things to crack. So I got invited to help with the retro. And part of the things I saw, and she's like, well, you really haven't attended a retro. And I kind of went in and had an idea, what do you want to get out of retro? And I wanted to give them an example and kind of walk through their process of what are their goals from the meeting and how they want to get there. Now, there's two schools, and this is where I got schooled. There's a school of the retrospective is the team's event. Yes, it is. Totally the team's event. My goal, when we didn't communicate enough, was what was my goal? My goal was to get them going, but it didn't seem – they were really – I don't know. It was just something – everyone has a different way of getting there in one way or another. I don't know which one was going to be successful. Be honest with you, I don't know. I went in there and said, okay, let's take one of the items that you said that didn't work or wasn't good, and how can we make it better? Let's go through that process. And I kind of led them through the idea of having an outcome in the results of the retrospective that they can actually do in the next sprint. My Scrum Master says, well, you kind of took over the meeting and kind of ran it. I said, yes, I'm not going to argue. I did that. Yes, I did do that. I kind of wanted to give an example how it can happen. Did I introduce that's what I was going to do? I did say that. Did anybody pick up on that? Or some people pick on them? Maybe not. Maybe I have a different technique. Everybody has a different technique. Most of the time, I just let them work. But as a facilitator, your job is to get them to the point where they close out the meeting. Do they need a lot of work? But again, but it was interesting. My Scrum Master was telling me as the Agile coach, maybe I went over my boundaries. Maybe I did. And I'm not arguing that it didn't. And I told her, I said, well, you do have good points there. Could we done it a different way? Probably so. Can it be as productive? Could have been. Was my productive? I don't know yet, right? So I tried something. So it was very good. She had some good points about them owning the meeting and all. And I'm like, yeah. And then we talk more about some different things. And we can talk about that more on the other things too. But sometimes people need to see how you can do it because they've never done it before. You can't just throw someone into the wild and say survive and they go, okay, I'm going to come out with this my way. And you, everybody tells you, yeah, but that's with some mentoring and training and some experiences and some success. You just don't throw people out there. Oh, we're going to do agile and just happen. But I will agree to her point is that how they got there and what they do. But I will say, you got to time box your stuff, right? You got to, but it was a great conversation. And I was different. She never had an agile coach before. She just did it. And I'm her first agile coach to come. And some agile coaches just don't involve at all. And some really pound in. Me, I'm in the middle. Like, I let you do your thing. I will engage. But I do not call you out. I have done it. I have made mistakes where I called out people in the middle of a room. I have done that mistake. And I will admit that mistake. But it was like after months trying to like, how do we do this? And then I just said, forget it. I said, this is wrong. We've been working on this forever. We've been talking about this. I'm sorry. You know, because there's only so many times it's like, kid, no, it's not. It's not this. It's not that. And we've been working on it forever. And you're wrong. Sometimes you have to say that. Maybe like, oh, my God, Greg, how could you say that to somebody? Sometimes they need to hear it. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes you agree to disagree. You go different ways. But, you know, you got to get there. And I'll be honest with you, when I have teams that aren't performing and just blowing the doors off the wall, they're like, why aren't you doing this? What is wrong? Oh, it's all working perfect. We're meeting our goals. Yeah, you're not. You may be right now in the short term thinking, but the reason why you're not getting any work is because you're not making the customer happy. And the reason why you have to scrounge for work every time because no one's impressed with what you produce. There's a little bit to that, right? And they say, but we do it. But yeah, but they're not happy. You know, they look at what was produced. It wasn't that mind-blowing. And that's the note. And I don't have my speaker, but I hope the microphone's working and we're catching it. But you don't have the microphone. I just noticed that. It's Sunday. It's been a long time waiting for that Microsoft thing to work. So I hope there's audio. And with that, I'm going to let it go because I don't want to meander all over the place. 300 episode. Woohoo! 300 times up here doing this nonstop. My wife's like, you're nuts. Maybe. A little bit. Maybe a lot. Anyway, give us a thumbs up. You guys have a great day. We're going to put some stuff with the tadpoles up. I don't know what. This is an experiment. They're learning new things that they've never had things. And it's not a fish. It's a tadpole. They had to go find it. I got him in the mud. They're like, what the hell are you talking about that? Things you can learn that you've never done before. Please ring the bell if you want to get notifications.
And thumbs up, too.
Your face is a mess, mister. What did you eat? You got stuff like everywhere.
Chocolate.
Because somebody got Easter candy. He's all, anyway, you guys have a great day. Enjoy. Happy scrumming. If you got any questions, if you want to take some coaching stuff, let us know. I talked to my other coach who I did some interview stuff and things. I got to post them up. Hopefully I'll do that today if no one yells at me and tells me I got to do stuff. We'll see. I got a lot of things to do on my plate to do, too. It's not just you. It's everyone out there. So I feel for you. I'm in there with you. Feel free to message me on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or TikTok or whatever you want to do if you have any questions or want to just chat about what's going on. Feel free, man. We're all in there. We all make mistakes, and we can walk through it together. All right. Take care. Have a great Sunday, and enjoy. Bye. See ya.